We continue our examination of issues on the campaign trail, talking with Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio's state government reporter. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is coming up on 7:37 on this Thursday, July 10th. Every Thursday at this time, between now and the primary and the general election, we will be examining issues making news on the campaign trail. And we will talk about the latest developments in the race for governor with Sean. Both candidates released new ads this week. We'll talk about those ads and other issues, and we'll welcome your questions and your views at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Sean Johnson is Wisconsin Public Radio state government reporter. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning.
Well, you were listening to our interview in the last half hour with Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the chair of the Democratic National Committee. Well, what did you think of what she had to say?
She obviously wants the race to be framed in terms of the job goals that Scott Walker set for himself. You know, she doesn't want the discussion to turn into how did job growth, you know, do in the first few years of the Walker administration compared to Doyle administration or, you know, any other metrics. She wants that 250,000 jobs promise to be talked about, and she wants Wisconsin's relation to other states in terms of job growth to be talked about, because she kept coming back to that in your interview, and probably even more than she, you know, was talking about the Doe investigation. You know, that is something that she brought up, but those seem to be the two points that she kept finding a way to insert into answers there.
Yeah, she did.
Interesting, too, that they called you, I think.
That's right. I was going to say that the DNC reached out to Wisconsin Public Radio to see if we would be interested in talking with Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and we were, and we did also invite Reince Priebus to join us. He couldn't today, but we'll have him on a program in the future. But it means that this race is important to Democrats nationally?
Yeah, I don't know what her schedule is like, but I have to think there are plenty of time demands. So if they want to have her on the air for a half hour in Wisconsin, probably means they think that this is a winnable race at this point, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a best guess, an obvious guess. But for her to reach out and want to be in Wisconsin, it's not the first time either that she's had a conference call with, you know, Wisconsin media or something like that for Scott Walker and Mary Burke's race.
Well, we also wanted to talk with you, Sean, since Governor Walker and Mary Burke both issued new ads this week. And in one new ad, Governor Walker accuses Mary Burke of squandering a multi-million dollar business development grant while she was the state's commerce secretary under Jim Doyle. Let's take a listen to that ad. This is Governor Walker's latest ad.
As Jim Doyle's commerce secretary, Mary Burke spent $12.5 million to buy a vacant lot for a company that said it had no plans to create jobs in Wisconsin. In fact, the same company had already laid off over 800 workers when Burke closed the deal. Mary Burke says she'll work to create jobs and spend our tax money wisely. But her record as Jim Doyle's commerce secretary tells a different story.
Oh, well, what's the different story?
So that won't be lumped into the small pile of positive ads that we hear in this race. I mean, Scott Walker's going on the attack here in July against Mary Burke. And, you know, they've been Walker and Republican groups have been trying to play it up as like the Doyle-Burke administration and mention Jim Doyle as frequently as possible in ads really going back to last year. This seems like the first time where they've given a little extra something to chew on and a specific example of something that Mary Burke oversaw in office. And that was for this Abbott deal where, you know, that it has her signature on it. I mean, this is something that she as Commerce Secretary oversaw. It was a $12.5 million grant to a Kenosha area business group to try to lure Abbott from Illinois. And so that never happened. You know, as the ad mentioned, Abbott never came, and you know, it looks like from documents that were released to reporters that HUD, the Federal Housing and Urban Development Agency, has said that, you know, the state will actually have to repay that money to the federal government because this grant didn't meet HUD standards, and that it was over too long of a time period. There was no verbal commitment, or no really any kind of commitment, I guess, from Abbott. No public commitment, I should say, from Abbott that they were going to come. And so HUD says you can't do that, and you're going to have to repay this money.
Well, that aside, is it all that unusual for a commerce secretary to use state money or government money to try to lure companies?
No, I mean, what Mary Burke is doing there is very similar to the kinds of, you know, the deals that Weedick is, you know, is doing under Walker. These are kind of by their nature, they're risky loans. I mean, if these, you know, business groups, local chambers of commerce or businesses could get the money elsewhere, in many cases they would. They'd get it from a bank. But, you know, this is the kind of work they're engaged with. But this is one that, you know, Scott Walker has decided we're gonna use this to tell a story. And he was asked about his ad by reporters this week, and you know, he says that, you know, it's fair to look at Mary Burke's record.
Voters certainly know my record of the last 3.5 years as governor, and I think it's appropriate for the voters to look at Madison School Board member Mary Burke's record on the school board, certainly what her company has done when she talks about direct bicycles, and certainly to compare that to her time for almost 3 years working for Jim Doyle, particularly when it comes to the Department of Commerce and her record as the chief job creator in the state.
Hmm. So that was on one of many business tours that or businesses that the governor toured this week. Same day, Mary Burke was also touring businesses across Wisconsin. That is the Wisconsin governor's race of 2014. Mary Burke and Scott Walker tour businesses and find one photo op after another. Basically, Mary Burke was asked about the deal, and she stood by it 100%. Said, you know, that Scott Walker would trash this deal shows that he doesn't know much about job creation. She says when you have a chance to lure a Fortune 500 company like Abbott to Wisconsin, you take that chance.
Scott Walker says Wisconsin's open for business, but somehow he's condemning this deal that actually would have created thousands of jobs and had that opportunity to do it. So that's what you have to take. Sometimes you do have to work with a company to plan for their long-term success. Certainly when you're looking at something that's thousands of jobs, it doesn't happen overnight. It all depends on how their business goes.
So, actually, some of the representatives of the various groups that wanted this grant in the Kenosha area have said, you know, that this was a good idea. It was a good chance to bring in a big company. It's being unfairly portrayed in a negative light here. But I don't know if this is a story that's going to last too much beyond the couple days that that it has already.
Here's Lori on Facebook says, let's compare this, the Abbott deal, to the millions of taxpayer dollars given away by Weedick without records or hope of ever getting the money back. And let's talk about who got that money. So you mentioned Weedick before, Governor Walker's Economic Development Commission. I mean, it's had plenty of problems in terms of loans that didn't go anywhere.
Well, if you look at, I mean, Weedick's actually gotten better about getting records out there. I mean, they've since they put out spreadsheets of all their loans, where they're going, expected jobs created, actual jobs created. You've had some groups like One Wisconsin Now who've dug into it, and I think they were the originators of the research that showed, you know, there was a correlation between businesses whose CEOs or businesses have supported Walker and businesses getting these loans. And also, if you look at those, I mean, it's Weedick is still young, right? So the loans that they've made are not like on a 10-year period like the one we're talking about here. But if you look at the loans they've made, there were promises of jobs created, and in many cases, actual jobs created is zero. I mean, it is sort of the nature of these loans, but there are, in fact, cases like that. And it may be that, you know, by Scott Walker opening this line of attack, it opens the door for Mary Burke to say, well, let's talk about Wedick.
Well, speaking of Mary Burke, she rolled out a new ad of her own this week, touting her experience as an executive with Truck Bicycle. Let's listen. We heard the whole ad that of Governor Walker's ad. Let's hear Mary Burke's full ad.
It was here in this small barn that my father had a big idea, Trek Bicycle. I'm Mary Burke, and I'm proud to have helped build Trek into a great Wisconsin company where nearly 1,000 people go to work every day. But I also know that for too many, the economy isn't working as it should. Good jobs like Trek's are hard to find, and it's a struggle paying the bills or saving a little. That's why I'm running for governor, because we can do better. Instead of the petty politics that make Madison a battleground, I'll work every day to bring people together like I did in business. Instead of more cuts to education, I'll make sure our kids have the skills and training they need to succeed. That's what the program I started is doing for hundreds of students every day. And instead of more breaks for big money special interests, I'll work for families like yours. Because you deserve a governor who puts you first. And that's what I'll do every day.
All right, so she didn't mention her time as Commerce Secretary under the Doyle administration. What's your read on this ad?
You know, she wants to run as somebody who's coming out of the private sector, somebody who's not a career politician. I mean, you're going to hear these taglines from Mary Burke for the next several months that Scott Walker is a career politician. Scott Walker's not looking out for you. She didn't say it there, but she does say, you need someone who puts you first. So just whatever ad they run is going to hit those themes, I think. You know, Scott Walker, career politician, not looking out for you. We need a change in Wisconsin. We can do better. So, you know, rearrange whatever images and audio and everything else is just going to be fit around those themes there. And really, you know, it's a minute ad. It's not cheap for a campaign. They want to get out and introduce Mary Burke on their terms. Private sector, I've created jobs. My family's created jobs. You know, there are a lot of people in the polls of that have come out so far who still don't have an opinion about Mary Burke. And this is the way the campaign wants them to see her.
We are talking about what's making news on the campaign trail. We just talked about a couple of new ads issued by Governor Walker and Democratic challenger Mary Burke. We'll talk about some other issues that are making news, including John Doe and new documents that have been unsealed. And we'll welcome your thoughts, your questions, your views on this. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine with Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio State Government Reporter on the campaign trail here on the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine talking about the latest developments in the race for governor with Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio State Government Reporter. And Sean, we have a caller who's been waiting. Barbara in Madison is with us. Hi, Barbara.
Good morning. It was astonishing to me to observe the difference in the amount of money that each of the candidates had at their disposal as of yesterday. And we who have worked for campaign finance reform for so long to see this play such a role in our state is demoralizing for all of us, of course. And I just wonder if the voters of Wisconsin can discern how much of this outside money is coming from places like the Koch brothers and their agenda for our state. And this is very, very concerning to me, the difference in the amount of money that Mary Burke and Governor Walker have.
All right. Thank you, Barbara. Sean, what's the difference?
Well, I think that the latest fundraising totals that were released yesterday by the campaigns voluntarily, I mean, the deadline's not for quite a few more days yet, but they reported, you know, big differences in the amount of money they raised in the first half of 2014 and the amount they have on hand. Scott Walker raised $8.2 million. He has $7.6 million cash on hand. at the end of June. And Mary Burke raised $3.6 million, had $2.5 million cash on hand. So huge differences there. And you might look at those and say, you know, what? Wow, Mary Burke, a pauper here compared to Scott Walker. Actually, as something her campaign pointed out to the Journal Sentinel, she's doing better in this period than Tom Barrett did in 2010 or than Jim Doyle did in 2006. So historically, not bad, you know, especially for a Democratic candidate, she's doing okay. But Scott Walker has a fundraising machine that is really without parallel in Wisconsin. He ran a national campaign, has all these national lists. He's a possible candidate for president in 2016. And so he can go out and get the money, and he did. And so that's reflected in his fundraising totals for the first half of this year. As far as whether, you know, Koch brothers money in here, not in these totals. I mean, the Koch brothers, who are active in politics and Wisconsin politics, spend their money in different ways. They funnel it to groups with kind of, you know, nondescript names, and those groups can funnel it in grants to other groups that have nondescript names, and they will run ads, probably issue ads that attack Mary Burke.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about a couple of other issues that have come up this week. Another story making the rounds dealt with Governor Walker's teenage son serving as a witness to a family member's gay marriage. What's the backstory here?
Well, I mean, Scott Walker has a long record. He's not talking about it now, but he has a long record of opposing gay marriage in Wisconsin or supporting the state's a ban in the state constitution on same-sex marriage. This year, he's basically said that my opinion doesn't matter, that this is something that the voters put into the Constitution, and it's something that's now before the court. So he really hasn't weighed in on it. Scott Walker's son, Alex, 19, was a witness at a family member's same-sex marriage during that one week in June when clerks were licensing these. And so, you know, Walker was asked, does this represent a difference of opinion between you and your son? Is this something you've talked about? He basically said, you know, don't read too much into it.
He was at a family member's event. This is not a policy statement on his behalf. This is something where he was with a family member, and it's a family member we love dearly. And so it's one of those where, you know, anybody can make an observation on it, but I think it's reading far more into that. He wasn't doing it for anybody else other than the family member, and it's one of those where we'll keep it at that.
And he was asked if Alex Walker had his blessing, said he didn't need his blessing, but he was fine with it. Asked if, you know, if Alex Walker could have committed a crime there, because J.B. Van Hollen, the attorney general, during that week in June was out warning people like, look, these are illegal. And Walker said he was talking about clerks. He wasn't talking about individuals. I think my son's fine. So, you know, and this is something you asked Debbie Wasserman Schultz about this. She showed no interest in attacking the governor for something that, you know, his son did, especially on this issue. So I don't expect it to, you know, be brought up too much.
Let's talk some about the job that a former aide to Governor Walker received, and people are saying that it the civil service system was skirted in this hire.
This is a job that was first reported on by the Wisconsin State Journal. It was given to Cynthia Archer at the State Public Defender's Office. Gave her Cynthia Archer, just by way of background, she was in Walker's inner circle in Milwaukee County. I mean, if you look at all in the myriad emails that have come out in recent years, Cynthia Archer is often being consulted. She's in the room when the big decisions are being made in Milwaukee County and in the early months of Walker's administration as governor. She's making a lot of the decisions that pertain to the passage of Act 10, control of the Capitol, stuff like that. So she's a longtime confidant of the governor. She also had her home raided as part of the first John Doe investigation, which is now closed, and she was never charged. But her name became much more public in that investigation last year when FBI agents showed up at her door. Cynthia Archer stepped down from the kind of high-profile job she had with the governor, moved to the Department of Children and Families. Now she's moved to the State Public Defenders at a 12% raise, which is 30% higher than her predecessor was paid. So a big difference there. Mm-hmm. Walker was asked about it, whether he thinks that was proper, and he basically deferred.
I think you got to ask the public defender on that. I don't have authority over the public defender. I don't comment on them or superintendent of public instruction or other areas where I don't have direct control.
Do you have any concerns about it, though, or concerns about the fact they bypassed the process for hiring her?
Again, that's one where you have to ask the public defender. I don't have a direct role in that.
So, and he's basically saying this agency has some independence from me, and the public defender in particular, their decision. Stop asking me about it. It's not my call.
Is Mary Burke making this an issue?
Not in a big way, no. Here's what Mary Burke had to say about it.
Hey, you have to ask, is the buck going to stop with the governor or not? As governor, the buck will stop with me.
So, she's not showing that this is something that she's going to talk about in a big way, but it could be also that they haven't decided what they're going to say about it.
Well, we only have... We only have a minute left and a lot more to talk about. Sorry about that, Sean. We'll have to pick up on this on a future On the Campaign Trail segment. But with a minute to go, I don't know, what are you watching for on the campaign trail in the coming week?
I guess how they change, how they attempt to change the conversation from day to day. I can't imagine them talking about this Abbott deal forever. Sometimes a campaign will seize on one purchase or act by another candidate and kind of make that the center of the campaign. I don't know if this is going to be it.
Yeah. Well,
we'll see what they talk about.
Thanks a lot for being with us. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio state government reporter. Thanks to Bill Martins, to Robin Cherry, and to Christy Taylor, and to Justin Williams. They produce these programs. Thank you for listening. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.